Here's Coach Dave Wenger for the Albion Blue Demons. High five, Coach Wenger. Congratulations. Any thoughts right now while you're way, way, way up here?
Not really. I'm kind of out of it right now, but I just keep thinking back to the year that we took Slater to the finals and how much fun that was. And, you know, we've been working our tails off to get that feeling back. And it's just unbelievable, the feeling that you have when you know that you have a shot at a state title.
Well, Coach Wenger, you've got the headset on, so you can hear our radio broadcast that's going back to 96.7 KIIC on the Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home, Matt Side Mike. So, Jason, you can ask any question and interrupt us if there's anything exciting going on the mats that we need to know about. But, Coach Wenger, a great effort there by Shadow Leshen. Really a dominating performance by Shadow that wasn't reflected in the final score. But in the end, he got it done. He's a state finalist here at the 2012 High School Championships at the Well.
Yeah, we felt real comfortable on our feet with him. You know, Shadow was having some problems, you know, on the mat, you know, so we wanted to keep it on our feet as much as we could. And he did an awesome job of setting his shots up and finishing. We knew that the kid was a scrambler, so, you know, with the long legs. So we wanted to finish our shots as quickly as we could. And, you know, we had a good game plan going in. And you know what? Shadow knew what was on the line, and he really, really did a good job. I think that's as good as I've ever seen him wrestle.
Cannot disagree. What do you think about that, Jason?
I'll tell you what. I talked to Coach before they took the mats, and Coach, I could see the tension and the stress on your face, and I knew it had nothing to do with you, but about the love and the care for you had for Shadow and for your kids, and I could tell you had the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Yeah, I take my job pretty seriously, you know, and we have these opportunities that they don't come along every year, you know, so you got to take advantage of those opportunities when they're given to you. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we tasted that with Slate, and I just every day since that day, I've thought about that and how we could get back and you know, taste that again. So we're going to be able to do that tomorrow, and I just love it. It's a great feeling.
Well, congratulations, Coach. We love you.
Definitely congratulations, great job. Coach Wenger. And I'll give you a little bit of insight here. We had an interview earlier with Coach Dan Gable, the legendary wrestling royalty. Dan Gable asked him about his significant accomplishments in wrestling, both as an individual wrestling and as a coach. He gave a couple of them, but he said the best things about his wrestling career were the accomplishments that he got done as a coach, watching his kids develop, and gave examples of kids that weren't even very good wrestlers, but the things that they learned from wrestling carried them through to life.
No question about it. I mean, I'll go back to Slade again. I told Slater, I said, he gave me something that I always worked for as an athlete, you know, and to sit at the state finals and be a part of the state finals. I wasn't able to accomplish that as an athlete. And, you know, now Shadow's given me that gift too. And it's a dream come true for me. I'm blessed, and we work pretty hard, and I think we deserve it. We're going to take it another step here tomorrow.
Well, Coach Wenger, you've turned this program around in 5 years. You went from about three or four kids in the wrestling room that now you've had kids standing on that championship stand. You're going to have another one tomorrow, and it's going to be Shadow Leshen, and we're going to interview Shadow right now, unless you got anything else, Jason.
No, I think you just hit it that he's done what he said he was going to do when he came in 5 years ago, and he explained to me what his plan was. He's going to stick to that plan. He stayed on the plan. Even then, things were really, really difficult. And now you're starting to taste, because I'm telling you, and I know he'll say it, this is just the beginning of what's really the best that's yet to come.
Yeah, the young kids that we've got in our program, it's pretty encouraging here. One last thing, and I'm going to turn it over to the guy that did all the work. You know, my texts have been blowing up here from everybody back in Albia. You know, we're doing this for you guys. You know, we wrestle for our hometown, and you know, everybody that's texted me to congratulate me and Shadow and the team, I really appreciate your support. Like I said, this is for the town of Albia. Love you guys.